News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. By Monterey Asset Management, for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I got to tell you, it's another history day in El Paso, Melissa Sargent. How you been?
It's a very nice day today.
It is. Yay. It's also been a nice week. Do you know what happened last Monday? You were there.
Yes.
County Commissioners Court voted 5-0 to survey all the buildings in downtown area from the river to Arizona and all the in between. And this should have happened last summer, but it didn't, so now the county figured it out.
But now it's done. That's the good
And we thank the County Historical Commission, Max Grossman, Bernie Sargent, and all the people behind them that put this all together.
County Commissioners and Judge Escobar.
They were the first in line to be thanked. So
David Stout was a big push in this also.
He was.
Yeah.
Also, there's a video online now if you want to go see it, El Paso History TV. We put those things on YouTube, so go to YouTube, load up El Paso History TV, and you will see the entire discussion and vote.
Yeah.
From last Monday.
It was a good time.
So that was very historic.
Great celebration.
We're out to prove Texas history begins in El Paso. Today is no different. And we're going to guarantee you you'll learn about the early parts of our history today. And where else can you find us besides 690?
Well, you can go to ktsmradio.com and listen live on your computer. Or you can download the iHeartRadio link. And you can take us anywhere you go when you're shopping, driving around, or whatever. Or
anywhere.
Like we have people listening to us around the world. We have the one from what was Uzbekistan
or Ukraine.
Yes, listens to us. We've had soldiers listen to us over in Afghanistan and Iraq and such. So.
And there's a guy down the street that just barely gets it on his radio.
Yeah,
so we're okay.
That's true.
But use a computer, dude. Anyway, we got all kinds of things going on. We're gonna do trivia questions.
Yes,
you ready
we
for
are.
That?
Yes, we are. Today we've got, it's option day again. You're going to have a chance to win either $20 worth of food coupons to Pepe's and Canutillo in hour one, or an El Paso gold DVD, or if you answer both questions, you'll get them both.
There you go.
And we'll
hour
be doing
two.
In the hour two, we'll be doing the same thing, which is a $20 food coupon for where you can feed your passion for pizza at Tosca. Tosca's Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa, or an El Paso Gold DVD, or both.
We may end up at Tosca today. It's just down the street. We can see what happens after that. Also, I want to thank the librarian at Moreno Elementary School in Central El Paso. She bought all of our DVDs to put in their library for their kids.
Good.
You want to learn El Paso history and El Paso EPISD?
That's
look at our videos, because they're not going to tell you in class.
Yeah.
Call my sister-in-law, Lynn, 490-6579, if you want to get involved in that. She'll sell you a whole set. And also, Melissa, what about that scene thing?
Oh, the Scene magazine is so great. You can check up with us on the Scene magazine as they're doing, they have a promotion in there, if I'm correct.
A regular announcement, yeah.
There we go, regular announcement of the show. And the Scene magazine is where you go for anything happening in El Paso or Las Cruces.
Randy writes it all down.
Randy's a great guy. He's been doing this for a long time. And he's a big supporter of history and Celebration of Our Mountains and many other great things.
We like him.
We like
Randy.
So
we're going to talk about
him.
Now, we got some other history we like here. Here it comes. One of the biggest events ever to happen in the El Paso Valley is about to happen this week.
Yay.
As the Pope comes to Juarez in a few days, we discuss Catholic history today in our valley with David Salcedo II. Hello, David.
Hello.
Good morning, Jackson.
You're here.
Yes.
Turn this guy on. Hello, David.
Hello. Good morning.
There you are.
Yes, I'm here.
Now, and in the way the microphones are arranged, we next need to go and say hello to George Salome, a local businessman.
Good morning, everyone.
And you're involved in the Catholic Church in a big way.
I am.
All right. And we now have another guy in the room here. His brother, Nick Gonzalez. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we got to tell you who these guys are, because the history of this valley has got a huge Catholic experience going on. And we always say that Texas history begins in El Paso. And frankly, it has a lot to do with Oñate showing up, the very first thing that happened in this valley from the European side. So we say it begins in El Paso, Texas history does. And it was a Spaniard and Spanish with soldiers and priests who came in with the Catholic Church. The big picture, actually, is that much of the western U.S. was populated from this location on the Rio Grande, making El Paso and Juarez the birthplace of the Southwest. The Catholic Church has been there from the beginning, and so let's hear how that's been going with various orders of the Catholic Church over time. And you have an announcement to make about our other guest who is not here today, but he is on recording.
Oh, brother, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get Facebook set up, so I've lost track of where I was at.
Let's start the conversation with a pre-recorded statement.
Yes, with none other than El Paso Diocese Bishop Mark Seitz will help set the tone for the Catholic involvement here and how our history places El Paso on a world stage. We will play three of his cuts during the show.
Well, I have to say it was kind of a revelation to me when I first came to this region and began to learn the history. It's something that I think we can be very proud of. When people ask me whether I like El Paso, of course I tell them I love it, but one of the things I tell them I love is the history. We have roots, and they're very deep roots. There's a lot that we should be very proud of because it's a part of our story in this region, and I just think it's important that we tell it. Well, it's hard to know where to begin, but to know that really the story of Texas in a certain way begins down here is pretty neat. And when I think about even the entrance of Europeans into this part of the world, that it came through this route, that's pretty fascinating. When you look at famous things like the missions of California and realize that our missions are 100 years older, I think that's something that is incredible and again, a story we should tell. When you look at the missions of San Antonio and the Alamo itself, we were already organized at that time. The church was already in this region. I think we can also be proud that we were working with the Native Americans in this region at that time. When you situate this in terms of that first entrance, 1598 by Oñate, you realize that before the pilgrims had landed, before things were really organized other than maybe a toehold on the East Coast, there was a lot happening here in our region. I think from the standpoint of the Catholic Church, we can also see that it was the faith of people that was an impulse to enter into this area. We always hear about those who were looking for political power, those who were looking for gold, and so on. And certainly, as in any human venture, those other incentives were present there. But there were always present people of faith who are saying, we have something wonderful to share and we want to be a help to the native peoples who are here so that they can know the good news that we have received. That was also a strong motive for the movement into this region.
And that's Bishop Mark Seitz, the Bishop of the El Paso Diocese, sort of setting the tone for his look at history. He's a new guy in town, so to speak, about a year and a half. And he gets the idea of what is El Paso history. So let's open it up to our gentlemen here who are very nicely lined up here as a panel of Catholic experts. You are experts, right? I mean, one of you is ordained, aren't you? Yeah, there you go.
He's waving his hand.
Nick Gonzalez. All right. Anybody start off, because with the history of El Paso does generally start the recorded history with the Europeans with the 1598 expedition. David Salcedo II, shall we say. It is a matter of knowing that that's how this started. The Catholics rolled in with that event. What are your thoughts on our history? Because you've been a historian kind of guy for a while.
Well, I think that it's really remarkable. And, you know, I've been on your show several times, and I've always alluded to the fact of the Catholic influence in our region. And what Oñate was able to do with his exploration of this area was not only bring Catholicism and an identity to the area, but they also brought their sciences, you know, the agricultural component. They started to develop the land. I mean, this became a very, very early on, back in the late 1500s, 1600s, this became a destination of sorts just due to the fact that they brought their Spanish ways of being. And
The culture,
you know, and they brought it down. And I think we're bearing the fruits to this day of what they did. However, El Paso needs to gravitate around that. I'm happy that the Pope coming gives more attention to that great history, you know, and we need to, we really need to, as a community, embellish that and circle around it and embrace it.
That's who we are, because that's how this valley got populated, both sides of it. One became Mexico, one became the United States. But as that went along, there was no divisions there for the longest time. Brother, if you would, don't mind, comment on a little bit about what the kind of history that you know that we had through here, because you run Cathedral High School, do you not?
Oh, I try to.
You know, if you grab that mic and just pull it toward you so you can talk a little easier. Tell us some ideas you have on the early history of the Catholic Church, because right away, Oñate and the boys headed straight up north. They weren't here. They came back at some point. Tell us your thoughts.
Right, and I think for really even up until the 20th century, El Paso was considered a mission territory, bringing in priests from all over the world. We just recently celebrated the 100th anniversary of the diocese, and many of the churches that are standing today that are 100 years old, those were that was an Italian missionary who was able to make a lot of that happen. So I think not just Spanish influence, but Irish influence. Influence from throughout the country came to El Paso as a result of, I think, the Sisters of Loreto and other teaching orders. Education has had a tremendous impact on both sides of the border, and much of that was religious for a long time. Certainly in El Paso, all of the Catholic schools were started by Sisters of Loreto, and then eventually other orders like the Jesuits and the De La Salle Christian Brothers.
You make an interesting thought, because there was a lot of culture that came in that was not just Spanish. A lot of Europeans showed up here, and one way we know that is from their dance. Rosa Guerrero has sat here in that chair and told us many times about how what came into the Americas was the Irish dancing as well. And so a lot of communications occurred people to people and not just language. So that's an interesting thought as well. What else went on in that era? Anybody? George Salone.
Good morning. Well, one of the interesting things, and Brother Nick alluded to this, is the history of Christianity, or Catholicism in particular, in this region is one of multiple histories, because you know, the church that we understand and experience today was a church that was born in during the Spanish Empire, and then during the Mexican Republic, during the Texas Republic, and even now into the present reality of the United States of America. And something that speaks very powerfully to our history locally, but also universally, is that Catholic identity, which the word Catholic means universal. So it isn't about what ethnicity you are. It's how you bring the whole into the particular. So when you look at our history here in El Paso today, you've got the early Christian Brothers were Irish. The first Jesuits that came to El Paso were from Naples. They had been expelled. You know, you had the Sisters of Loreto. You later on had an influx of multiple religious orders from Mexico that were fleeing the persecution during the 1920s, shortly after the revolution.
The Cristeros War.
Exactly. And all that helped really solidify, you know, David talked about that initial building of culture and faith. And all those groups in the early 20th century really built the El Paso that we know today, because it wasn't just about the churches. It was about education. It was about healthcare. It was all those things that built a society, and that many people, Catholic, non-Catholic, believers, non-believers, benefit from.
It's a matter of just that they took the entire society upon itself to help fix it. In other words, it wasn't just that we're going to see you on Sunday, maybe Wednesday night. No, this was a 7-day-a-week event.
Correct.
Isn't that what a mission is, brother?
Well, definitely. And I think it's interesting that the Pope, in coming to the Frontera, is calling himself a missionary. And the history of El Paso definitely is of the church in El Paso is definitely one of a church of immigrants, of the welcoming, of helping them assimilate, of helping them realize the American dream, helping them with their rights. I mean, Bishop Metzger, only three bishops ago, was very controversial, where he came out when there was a huge FARA strike, and he came out on the side of the workers. And I think that's the church that Francis is calling us to reawaken, to go back to the fundamentals of treating people, hopefully the way the Spanish treated those first indigenous people that they encountered on the border, and to empower them.
Yeah, kind of like the, like you're saying, is it's going back to be with the people versus preaching at them, but being with them and working with them to make them better people.
You know, I tell my students that the wonderful thing you can watch. You can watch Francis with the sound off. It won't matter because he's the master of gesture.
He's got a great smile.
But it's who he reaches out to. It's who he'll stop the
oh my gosh, yeah.
And go over and touch and
he's
in
not
that,
afraid.
Exactly. And he's telling you this is what you need to be doing. And I think that's the history of El Paso and
Gio Waters. Do you have one of those 6-foot cutouts in your car?
not in the car.
We should have brought it in here.
That's the other one I saw. Yeah, the cutouts.
We're gonna take a break here right now and come back and talk about this further. David Salcedo is in here, along with Brother Nick Gonzalez and George Salome. And these are people who have a bit of an understanding of the Catholic history in El Paso. And the Catholic history in El Paso is about to get the biggest event it's ever had.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the guy's not even coming here.
That's true.
That's bizarre.
Actually, he is. He's in the region, you know. he's just across the river.
Fence.
He's across the street.
But
you know?
It's affecting everyone That's in the right. region all over the place. So yeah. we're going to hear more about that after we do a few things here known as
trivia.
Go for it, lady.
Okay, what was the first Catholic church in El Paso County?
Now, don't say it. This is a question for the people out there who have phones, and you're not going to call us on your cell phone, Brother Nick, okay? No, don't do that. But we have a number of questions like that. What do they get? What's that again?
They got a choice for $20 worth of food from Pepe's New Mexican Food up in lovely Cañotillo. Or any one of the, we have several different
Oh, you can't see him?
He's like flashing him at me. It's
Ghost
like
stories
Mexican
of El Paso
Revolution sites in El Paso, a DVD.
And that one's the smelter.
The smelter and the ghost stories and all that kinds of fun stuff. And if you answer the other question that follows this, you can get both.
Indeed. We'll see how that works out because we have food coupons for Pepe's first hour, Tosca's second hour, and DVDs all over the place. So if you want to, one more time that question,
What was the first Catholic church in El Paso County?
And we hope we're right. We're going to ask these guys during the break to make sure we got this right.
We may get corrected on that one.
Call us up if you think you know that.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244.
Hey, your microphone's blowing up. You might want to get it. Thanks to Spreaker, now your cell phone is a microphone, giving you the power to broadcast your world to the rest of the world. Spreaker lets you pre-record podcasts or host your own radio shows live from your computer or phone with guests and live callers. And it's all free. Just go to Spreaker.com, set up an account, and you're ready to record. That's Spreaker.com. It's time to broadcast your life at Spreaker.com.
Did you know that on average, one woman in El Paso is diagnosed with breast cancer every day? And every week, two brave fighters lose their battle? Join Mattress Firm, Komen El Paso, and iHeartMedia for the 24th annual Race for the Cure, February 28th at Cowan Stadium. 75% of all funds raised remain in our community to provide breast health services, and 25% supports research to help find the cure. Help us save lives. Call 533-4433 for more information.
Hey, it's George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. At iHeartMedia, we know how to reach target customers. We know what we're doing. So let us help you grow your business. Get heard. Be loved. Call 844-BUY-RADIO right now or go to iHeartMedia.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, nobody's calling in 544-5876. What's the question?
The question is, what was the first Catholic church in El Paso County? And I'm not Catholic, and I know a lot of them.
And there's two different answers that could be, we decided, because of the time frame.
Yeah.
So we'll take either one. BD, as soon as you can, give me that phone call, because it would appear as though we have somebody who thinks they know the question. And that would be Dorothy. Dorothy, we got you on the radio now. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yes, good morning. St. Mary's Chapel.
St. Mary's Chapel. Gentlemen, I'll throw it to the panel here. That's not what we have written down here. No, I'm sorry.
All right.
Thank you for trying. Thank you very much. Okay, now we got to go. There's another phone call coming in here shortly. We'll see how that one is. Also, in the meantime, let's do a couple of PSAs real quick. We're celebrating our Digital Walls' first birthday this weekend.
Right. Happy birthday.
And they're calling it an anniversary, but I think it's a birthday.
That's a birthday.
Party begins today.
Was born here last
1 p.m. to 5 p.m. today, 510 North Santa Fe at the History Museum. It is free admission. Mm-hmm. You can celebrate the Digital Walls' first anniversary with a picnic at Cleveland Square right in front of the museum. And guess what? Bring the picnic.
Bring your picnic basket.
A quilt, food, non-alcoholic, whatever. And they're going to provide cake and ice cream and a place to sit out. So a live performances, folkloric with dancers, kids and company, Abe Mac Country Band, a Latin music crowd, kids activities, crafts, play tunnels. Let's go get in the play tunnels. That's all down there today.
I'll never get out.
212-0320 or go to history.elpasotexas.gov. Okay, that caller dropped off. We don't have anybody.
Oh, no. Call back.
Do you have a PSA you need to
fill
out? Okay,
I do. Today at 2 o'clock. You've got the Hill, A Glimpse into African-American Historical Archaeology, and this lecture is being put on by Brittany M. Hutchinson. And this, again, it will be today at 2 p.m., and it's the historical archaeologist. She's an archaeologist and bioarchaeologist. Ms. Hutchinson will discuss her work with the Hill Project, a historical archaeological site located on the eastern shore of Maryland. And the Hill's believed to be the oldest of the free black sites in the country, and it dates back to 1790, 75 years before the abolition of slavery. So it's today, it's going to be at the Museum of Archaeology over there on Trans Mountain Road. And if you'd like more information, want to find out more details, call them at 755-4332. That's the El Paso Museum of Archaeology on Trans Mountain.
All right, we have a caller here. We're going to put him on the radio here. Ask that question again if you don't mind.
What was the first Catholic church in El Paso County?
Now, there's a couple of answers we've decided after talking about that we'll take. So we're going to ask this person now on the phone. Could you also state your name, please?
Rossini.
You must know this answer now. What is your answer?
Well, I was brought up in Clinton, but I'll take a guess. It's San Isidro, San Elisario.
Oh, no, but thank you for trying. We appreciate that. We're going to give you the answer. Another caller's coming in. Thank you for trying. And we'll see what this... you know what? We should ask these guys here. What do you think?
Enrique.
Hang that phone up real quick so I can put Enrique on the phone here on the radio. Enrique, we got you on the radio. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hey, Jackson, how are you?
Well, good, sir. How's my favorite lawyer?
Greetings to all your guests.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning.
Morning. The first Catholic church in what is now El Paso County would have been the Mission in Isleta.
That's true. And And that is the trick question, because I was actually thinking of the one downtown. Do you know the one downtown?
Well, actually, the first one in the the city of El Paso was San Jose de Concordia en el Alto.
You were right. And another
I
one.
I get a video.
You get a video. Okay. Well, no, Enrique, you got the answer correct. So you get yourself a choice of either the Pepe's food or a DVD. What's your choice, sir?
DVD.
Okay. Mexican Revolution, Ghost 4, Ghost 2,
the
or
Smelter?
You know what? I think Ghost.
Ooh. You need 4.
I already have the Mexican Revolution.
Go to Ghost 4, because Ghost 4 is the Smelter. The one we just did recently.
Okay.
That is a different one. Okay, now
you
are hereby eligible for question number 2. Are you ready?
Okay.
Now this one's another interesting one. You can choose the food or another DVD. Here you go.
Name the first bishop of El Paso.
That would be, the one that actually served was Bishop Anthony Schuller.
And the other one?
The one that was named by the Pope was he was a Jesuit priest. Brown was his last.
God, you are good
You're
at this.
So smart,
that's
Enrique.
A good Catholic right there.
We were going to take either answer because we had them both.
He
there.
Paid attention in
See,
school.
He sure did.
The guy was appointed, but he never was consecrated. So then that's when Schuller came in. You got all that. You have been studying, Enrique. Oh, my goodness. Now, you get a choice of either
the
another DVD.
The nuns talked to him a lot at school. I can tell you right now.
Oh, they had that.
I helped Father Rafael Garcia at Sacred Heart, and we built the Father Carlos Pinto statue.
Okay. Oh, how neat.
And that's when I read all this history.
You got an inside job here, and you are one of those people, sir, who got it right. So what's your choice on the second one?
What do you recommend?
Well, you got the DVDs. You get $20 worth of
food. You can have lunch or dinner at Pepe's up in Cañutillo, or another DVD, which you've got the Mexican Revolution.
Ghost 2 is here.
Yeah, Ghost 2, the Smelter, the story about the Smelter.
You got that one already.
Volume 2, and, Gunfights of the Old West.
I'll take Ghost 2.
Ghost 2, you got him, sir. Thank you very much. Now, don't go away. We got somebody going to come on the phone and tell you to pick all this up.
All right, thank you.
Enrique, thank you very much for being a knowledgeable person.
Thank you.
You take your ease. And also, we're going to say hello to the folks in the control room. Beattie Burdett. Beattie is our
Beattie.
Call screener
Woo-hoo.
Today. And also the guy pushing the buttons in there.
The brains. Sergio
Valenzuela, as
the
always,
brains.
Doing good stuff. And we thank you guys for doing that in there. We're going to come back and talk about Catholics here in just a moment, because we have a tremendous amount of history to get to. And we're going to hear some details from also the bishop.
Oh, yes.
Call us up if you like. If you have a question, we have a panel here. We think they know stuff.
All those questions always wanted to ask, you can do it now on the phone.
You got David Salcedo in here. You got George Salome, and you got Brother Nick Gonzalez. And you guys are really good at what you're doing here. So
and they're up on Facebook. I put their picture up on Facebook.
Excellent.
So
call us up, and the number is
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Debt Relief Advocates now. 1-800-749-5663. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Debt Relief Advocates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-749-5663. That's 1-800-749-5663. 1-800-749-5663.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught over 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6159 24 hours and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Fortunes in Foreclosures, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience, no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6159 24 hours and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6159. Take your life back and make this the best year ever. Call 800-970-6159 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Kincaid, holistic veterinarian and naturopathic doctor. Join me every Saturday on KTSM at 12 noon for Your Health Matters, natural medicine for pets and people. Send your questions to yourhealthmattersradio@gmail.com and listen in for the answer to you or your pet's problems. Sponsored by the Golden Corral Restaurants, Syme Chiropractic, Standard Process Vitamins, the Vista Hills Family Dental Center, Children's Eye Center of El Paso, and StemFit, the nutritional therapy of the future.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
History abounding everywhere here. It's a really interesting thing. We've got the Catholic subject on our brains about the Catholic history in El Paso. The biggest thing that's ever happened to the Catholics in the region happens on Wednesday. And we're going to all have a ringside seat to that one.
Well, that's not just the Catholics. I think there's a lot of my friends that are going to church are trying to get over there and see
the
it, too.
The whole city is going to, both cities are going to be tuned into that. In the meantime, let's tell you about some other things going on. If you survive that event on Thursday, February 18th, there's a public tour at the Museum of History. It's called For All the World to See. That's at 6 o'clock in the evening, free admission. 45-minute tour for the All the World to See. It's a visual culture and the struggle for civil rights. The next day, Friday, there's a zip tour, the same thing at noon if you can make it down there. And on Saturday next week, they're going to be making pins and buttons down there at the History Museum. And you can ring them up, 212-0320. That's a new number, 212-0320. And that's at the History Museum. That's at 510 North Santa Fe. What do you got?
Well, Facebook page, we've got a picture of our lovely guests on there right now. And we had a person write in kind of an interesting note. His name is Caesar Julius, and he said, "This is great. I'm not Catholic. I'm a Hebrew Masonic, and however, I am a proponent of history. And this faith has many roots here," and he says he owns an antique biblio. His great-grandmother and great-grandmother left him, and in it are books of El Paso faiths. History is important, so we do not forget our heritage, ancestry, and repeat mistakes from the past. Love it that you guys have a show that is doing excellent work. Mazel tov to you, El Paso History Radio Show. Yay!
Hey, let's all do right, the Jewish history as well.
Shalom!
The Jewish history is not as old, but it's still as big in this town. We got the crowd in here, David Salcedo II, El Paso business owner of the Salcedo Company, founded in 1917. You old company, you're 99 years old, David.
That's right. Next year will be our 100-year anniversary, and we're starting the celebration now already.
I'm with you. I'm going to unlock everything I see.
Have him come over and pick your locks.
Right? George Salome is in here with us. He's a local businessman, heavily involved in the Catholic Church, it says right here.
You have a real estate business, correct?
I do. And I'm so, it's commercial real estate. Okay.
But this Catholic thing.
I'm so Catholic, I'm baptized.
Oh, my gosh.
And confirmed.
And again. Better. And several times.
Brother Nick Gonzalez is the third guy in the room, Christian brother, president of Cathedral High School. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Because that's a heck of that. The people that have gone to Cathedral, you can usually figure it out in about two sentences. Oh, you went to Cathedral. yeah. How do you do that? It's a camaraderie.
It's a brotherhood and the press of the institute, we call it.
And you have some great students. A lot of them do volunteer work and do community service. And the kids are so gracious and so nice and so polite. I love them. So keep sending them out.
Oh, thank you. We will.
They're politely intense people. Here's one sitting right here, David Salcedo II.
But they have a good time.
Oh, it is. Well, let's talk a bit about the Catholic history in the central of downtown. Because that is, well, you got to watch out these microphones. But you see what goes on? Okay. What goes on with this radio thing, these things are hooked to the desk and the desk... There's nothing you can do about it. So just, we had, who was it? It was Jose Cisneros was in here back in the day. And he, no, it wasn't that.
Well, he's doing both.
He made a point of pounding on the table. And so what we did, we took his jacket off the back of his chair, put it down, and he pounded his jacket. It wasn't quite so loud.
But, that's right. Brother Nicholas has a ruler, so
a bit of history
we'll watch for that one.
Well, let's talk about the first churches in downtown El Paso. The first Catholic church in the area was actually Guadalupe in Juarez, and then the missions in El Paso, and not the Presidio Chapel. That came much later. But then you started Catholic churches in downtown in like 1890s. 80s,
correct.
80s, what
correct.
Was that?
1892, Sacred Heart Church on Oregon. It is considered the mother church of the Diocese of El Paso. It was built, constructed by the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus, and particularly Mr. Medrano, who had called and got one of the answers, or two of the answers correct. He mentioned Father Pinto. He is considered the apostle of El Paso. He built countless churches. As a matter of fact, most of the churches that we have in our downtown were built by him. They were Jesuit administered. He also built a few churches in Juarez, schools, and so forth.
When you say he built the church, then what does he do? He organizes the people?
He basically did everything. From the fundraising to the design, I mean, you name it.
He picked up a hammer, I'm guessing?
I'm sure he did.
Oh, my.
And the interesting thing is, so when we talk about, Father Pinto, he was a member of the Society of Jesus, which is one of the religious orders of the Roman Catholic Church.
We want to hear what those are, too.
And Pope Francis, who is visiting us shortly, he is the first Jesuit to be elected pope. So it only took a little bit over 500 years to get a Jesuit elected. And history comes full swing, circular in the Catholic Church, because he takes the name of Francis, and the Franciscans were the first religious order and Catholics to come to this area and built the missions that we now enjoy. But Father Pinto, interesting little part of the Jesuit history in El Paso, he was a member of what is now the Italian Jesuits. They were expelled from Naples, ended up in El Paso. They needed a place to go. When the Mexican Revolution ends and the persecution of the church starts in the 1920s, the Mexican Jesuits flee, come to El Paso, and they're basically the second wave of Jesuits.
Oh.
And they were here through, I believe, the 50s, when the U.S. Jesuits from New Orleans province come into El Paso, and currently they administer one of two Jesuit parishes in the whole state of Texas, and that being Sacred Heart. The other one is in San Antonio.
Okay, what's the big difference? I'm a guy who's not Catholic. I look at that, and I don't get it.
Well, I will pass this question over to Brother Nick, because he is a member of one of those infamous Roman Catholic religious orders.
I think it's a lot like it's just like sports teams. I mean, each team has sort of each religious order usually is a response to a need at the time. My particular order, the De La Salle Christian Brothers, were founded in France as a response to a need that John Baptist De La Salle, the founder, saw for kids who were just running the streets wild, and a real sincere belief that education will transform society and lift people out of poverty. The Jesuits were founded by, and so De La Salle Christian Brothers all do nothing but schools. And then we came here 90 years ago, 1925, that the famous Bishop Schuller was looking for a religious order to run a school for boys.
So he calls people up and says, hey, can you come over and do this?
Again, it's a missionary. He was calling anywhere and everywhere that would take his call about bringing orders into this diocese. You talk about a guy who was the right man at the right time. He was so instrumental when the Mexican Revolution and then the consequent the subsequent Cristero Wars happened. So many religious orders found a home here.
Yeah.
And he literally threw open, the doors of this diocese and said, we will host anyone. I mean, literally, there were people, sisters, priests, who showed up with nothing but the clothes on their back and grateful to be alive. and they found a home in the El Paso Diocese. And as a result, I think hospitals and schools and parishes just and this wonderful culture of welcoming, which I think is very much one of the reasons why Francis is coming to the borderland, that's part of our history. I think we should be really proud of the, you know, it's interesting, as our country is enveloped in a lot of controversy about the immigrant, I think one of the best essays I read, and I think, David, I think you might even have forwarded it to me, an essay by someone who came to El Paso, I think a summer ago, and said, you know what, all this talk, it's not happening in El Paso. Yeah. And they said, because El Pasoans have this beautiful sense, unlike the rest of Texas and maybe the rest of the country, of this is who we are, one people.
Quite often, it's across the border family.
Exactly, yeah.
And just that's just a slight inconvenience in the old days. Oh, I got to go see grandma; she's in waters. Big deal, and it's a little bit bigger deal now. You cross every day when you work.
Yeah, when
Melissa.
I work over there at the McKeelas. Yeah, I mean it's one, you know, no big deal. It's across the street, literally across the highway, across the river, and that's it. You're there.
And I think that's why people. I think that's why I certainly say, well, he's coming to El Paso, and technically he's not.
Right.
But our attitude is he's coming to El Paso because El Paso is one city.
He's coming to El Paso del Norte.
Exactly.
Yay. There you go. We'll agree on that one.
Well, you know what's interesting is that I think that because of the welcoming nature of the Catholic Church for so many years and so many decades, you know, here in El Paso, is that culture is still prevalent today, and that's why El Paso is so welcoming. I think that's why El Paso is just a place like no other. And I really accredit, you know, I my family came, you know, my great grandfather came in 1917, right around the Cristero War.
Out of
in Mexico. Yeah, he immigrated north from Durango, and we found a home here. And but it's remarkable, that story, that not even 100 years ago, Catholics were being murdered in Mexico. You know, it's remarkable, but El Paso was that beacon of hope. It was amazing.
It may be the lithium in the water. I'm not real sure, but we'll take it, whatever it is, you know.
In the communion wine.
Well, wine was a big deal here in this valley for a long time. One of the things that I think your Franciscan buddies did was put the wine vineyards together real quick.
Yes.
And then they were selling brandy, apricot brandy. It was another biggie. Really? No, it was. Yeah. And back
wine,
in the day.
Wine, brandy, the same cousin, great.
They just kind of like to drink them when you need them. But that was a lot going on in there. And so that was also probably an establishment by the church. What other accomplishments can you say back in that day? Because you had Father Pinto's church. Also in that area, you have Father Rahm and his area. Explain that briefly. I mean, it's a lot later because he's still around.
He is. Father Rahm, as a matter of fact, last year we had a huge celebration. We had the first ever Segundo Barrio Person of the Year award, and it was awarded to Father Rahm. He was here in El Paso for approximately 11 years, and he left quite an imprint, and he's currently living, he's been living in Brazil for 50 years, and he's a rock star over there as well. But
he's about in his 90s, isn't he?
He is 96. Wow. He still practices yoga daily.
Rides his bike.
And so Father Rahm is a good example of that Catholic grit, street style. You know, he was a guy very much like Francis, who left the security of the church, you know, the building, the brick and mortar, went out and was out with the people, you know, and that's kind of the spirit of Catholicism that sometimes gets looked over by the media or whatnot, but that's the popular Catholicism. And so when you mention the Franciscans, you know, they were the first ones. They were the true pioneers of this area, and they laid the groundwork that other future generations of Catholic priests and nuns and would continue to cultivate. An interesting story is, again, because of that Cristero War, one of the things, we have two seminaries, actually three seminaries in El Paso. We have our diocesan seminary, but we have two Franciscan seminaries that are here in El Paso, and they ended up here in El Paso because they were expelled during the Mexican Revolution, and they've stayed here. So they send their students from central Mexico. They come live in El Paso, study here, and then they go back to Mexico. But that's the current Franciscan presence.
That's what you got now.
Correct.
All right, we're going to take a break here and come back. You got one quick question?
Just one quick question. We have also a convent, correct, that's on Cotton Street, that those nuns came over the same way. They were, you know.
I think, again, also literally with the clothes on their back, it's a, right, the Adoratrices, right?
Yes.
The Sisters of Perpetual Adoration.
And they don't speak.
They talk to those through a screen.
I mean,
it's a grill. I mean,
yeah.
You can see them. But yes, it's 24-hour meditation and adoration.
That's different. That's El Paso, though. We got to take a break here. We got a caller on hold here. We're going to ask him to do that. And I want to go ahead and award two certificates to Pepe's to the gentleman here. One to George over here, and one to the Padre. David, we have another hour to go.
Yeah, okay.
So you might get
one. Time to earn it. All right.
But see, these guys were the ones that came up.
He brought donuts.
Well, God, that's right. But these guys came up with the answer. So, and that's Pepe's, which is out there in Canada. Have you been there? This is the old Griggs food.
Oh,
I mean, it's the recipes.
Right.
It's new food, but the old recipes.
And great people.
It's worthy. All right, we got a caller on hold named Bill. Stay there for a second, Bill, because we'll come back after you do a break. What's that phone number? On Facebook as well.
915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM. Oh,
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Debt Relief Advocates now. 1-800-749-5663. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Debt Relief Advocates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-749-5663. That's 1-800-749-5663. 1-800-749-5663.
Hey, your microphone's blowing up. You might want to get it. Thanks to Spreaker, now your cell phone is a microphone, giving you the power to broadcast your world to the rest of the world. Spreaker lets you pre-record podcasts or host your own radio shows live from your computer or phone with guests and live callers. And it's all free. Just go to Spreaker.com, set up an account, and you're ready to record. That's Spreaker.com. It's time to broadcast your life at Spreaker.com.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com or call now to order one of MyPillows. When you do, I'll give you a second one absolutely free.
Call 1-800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. By Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, got Bill on hold there. Don't go away. Bill, we'll get you in a second. We've got to tell people about all kinds of stuff going on here. And there is basically going to be an interesting second hour here as well, because we're going to talk about the Mission Trail and various things like that. What do you have, young lady?
Well, there's a new video about El Paso history to see on the YouTube channel, El Paso History TV, and you can watch the TV report on the Mabel Welch Historic Marker, lecture and installation. Hear who she was and why her contribution to El Paso history deserves a marker. Of course, she was an architect, a female architect, one of the very rare ones back in those days. And the newest video on YouTube, El Paso History TV, is on last Monday, the El Paso County Commissioner's Court, as they discussed the idea of a full survey of downtown historic buildings, and it was passed 5-2-0. And also recently is posted is about our historic Hart's Mill and La Hacienda Cafe, which is located at the U.S.-Mexico border, where Don Juan Llanate crossed the Rio Grande in 1598. Bernie Sargent, Historical Commission Chairman, explains some of the history there. And this channel is supported by the El Paso County Historical Commission, has 80 different TV reports, and is also sponsored by the Hunt Family Foundation, thank you very much, and the Pioneer Association of El Paso, Texas. They're helping us get the word out about our history.
We are also looking for a match of that grant, so if you have some interest in that, call me up at 833-8700. We'll talk about
that.
We'll
take payments.
Got a guy on the phone named Bill. Bill, we finally got you on the radio here. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning. Great show, Melissa and Jackson.
Thank you.
You got about a minute, sir. Go ahead.
I'll be quick.
Okay.
I'll be quick. I just wanted to, I felt compelled to call in Mr. Salcedo and Mr. Salome and Brother Gonzalez about your comment about St. Francis, religious founder, patron saint of the animals and all living things, the ecology and the earth. You know, Catholic Church has a proud history in being advocates for the people and not just preaching the gospel. And in Sierra Blanca, I want you to know, if you don't know this, that we have a history here with our priests, starting with Father Getz, Father Columbus, way back when I was a kid, and Father Solis, who went with me to Washington, D.C., even to oppose the radioactive waste dump, the national one, here in Sierra Blanca,
yeah.
even lobbying there in Washington and having press conferences, and that. Of course, now we have the Pope, another person who believes that carries on the proud tradition of and mission of actually helping the people. And so I just felt compelled to call in, and Our Lady of Miracles here has a proud tradition of advocating to the people as well.
We're not going to leave you out, dude. Do you know how many counties there are in Texas that are part of the El Paso Diocese?
I'm not sure exactly the number, but it's huge. It goes all the way to Pecos.
It is huge. You're right in the middle of it. Bill, thanks for ringing up. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, Bill.
You take it easy. And we're about to take a break here ourselves and come back in about a minute. David, if you don't mind, put out some of the details on the Wednesday event at the Sun Bowl.
So this is on the El Paso side here at the Sun Bowl. Of course, the gates open at noon. Okay. There's going to be musical programming starting at 1:30. The telecast will start at 4 p.m., and that is where the Pope and Juarez will be able to take a look at the people in El Paso. And then, of course, the event concludes at 6.
Is there any place you can see that on TV, just in case?
Oh, I'm sure there will be. There,
maybe even Mexican?
Yes.
Well, Channel 7 is wall-to-wall with this, and Channel 9 is the partner with the diocese to get this signal into Juarez.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, Estela Casas is the master of ceremonies.
And Estela will
there
be in the Sun Bowl, and actually, I guess, talking on all the stations.
In 1 year, she got with Barack Obama and now the Pope. What remarkable.
She's a busy girl.
Remarkable.
She's getting close to the Pope.
So, she's getting close. Yeah, that's true, too. We'll see if she can ask him a question.
Hey,
there you go.
Hey, Pope, what you got on the next game in the Super? No, yeah. Can't go there. But this is going to be an interesting event. This is going to be an unprecedented event in El Paso. The most people I've ever seen outside in an event in El Paso was when the stacks came down 3 years ago, the Sarco stacks.
Oh, yes.
There were people all over the mountains out there. I turned around from the media thing, looked at, oh my God, this one is going to be huge.
Absolutely.
As they say in politics these days, huge. Everybody else, we're going to see you all after the news. We got more to talk about. Talk about the missions and the Mission Trail. Mm-hmm. Catholic History in El Paso is on our brand. We'll see you right after the news.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Sargent Home and Business Inventories. By Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
face economically damaging sanctions.
Kerry said Russia is defying the will of the